Shalom, אנחנו ממשיכים בקריאת
We're reading the Arosa document. We're reading from the Arosa document. Starting with the long path and the short path. You can ask questions live on CAP TV and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. So, the long path and the short path.
Yes, we need to understand this document altogether. It's a short talk about 30 minutes long that I wanted to present all the important, most important points in human development towards where it's going and the possible solution that the wisdom of Kabbalah presents to the world. And that's why there's no more here than sentences that are as short as possible, cut and as clear as possible from their conciseness. But that's the characteristic of this document. There's nothing you can do about it. The necessary summary here, shortness of it, demands expansion, obviously. Yes.
The long path and the short path. How does humanity realize the need to become similar to nature? How can egoists arrive at the realization of evil? They will come to it from helplessness and from the realization of egoism as evil. One can advance towards the realization of evil by choosing the path of suffering or the short path of correction. However, the path of suffering is not a path. This is just an amount of time that is needed for the realization of all the horrible consequences of one's stubbornness and egoism. Yet, as soon as a sufficient amount of suffering has been accumulated, a person makes a calculation and decides that there is a greater profit in correction than in suffering, and makes an effort to become similar to nature. Nevertheless, one can choose a short and easy path of correction. If a person receives knowledge about the world's structure, causality, and purpose, he accelerates his realization of evil and does not need to realize egoism as evil under the influence of suffering. Therefore, we have to accelerate the process of realization of egoism as evil in the whole world by disseminating knowledge about the crisis and its cause, our opposition to nature.
Well, of course, what's written here is written for the masses that are not capable of working in three lines, that are not capable of combining right and left together to the middle line, which can only be done in those who have a rosh, the li rosh, Israel, those with a point in the heart that can unite those two parts together. And nevertheless, humanity is progressing towards that because it needs to understand and recognize that they're in that in order to be in the middle line. We can see this today out of the clash that is happening between the right and left factions in the world. Look what's happening in America. That's what's going to happen soon in Europe between the right-winged Nazis and such that are extreme and the left extremists, the liberals, the super liberal, etc. And it's the same thing in America where these two factions are clashing. This does not lead to peace because each wants to overcome the other. Not knowing the middle line between the two, in the connection between the two, and in attaining the common goal then from the two, that's what needs to happen here. And they don't have that method in their hands. That's why it could either lead to war or to some endless struggle. until at last they will understand that throughout the entire length of the structure of creation, there has to be a right, left, and middle line between them, and that we need to know how to build it. This is why now all these efforts won't help, that one's getting stronger, the other getting stronger, and this side and that side. These are like struggles that Bar Sulam writes that were in the times where Earth was stabilizing, when the forces of fire were overcoming, and then there were the forces of cooling, and that the cooling and heating were like that every 30,000 years or 30 million years, or there were such periods of times until it all stabilized slowly, slowly, and reached the middle line, the average state, where also today we're living on a volcano inside of Earth. There is truly the energy of the sun, and it's burning, this energy. But we're living on that thin crust that's above it. It's the same thing here. In anything that you look at, life is a result of the two contradictory forces. Recognition of evil, we need. The correction of the evil, we need through completing it with good. But good and evil need to be balanced, equal, completing each other. And only by that we will reach the middle line, and only in the middle line we will be able to advance from degree to degree, from the beginning of creation. Well, creation meaning the beginning of our spiritual path all the way to the end of it. And altogether, the difference between these degrees that are being revealed more and more is the will to receive, our ego, which obligates us to bring against it the right line and to reach the midline. That's why the long path and the short path are that in the long path, we learn from ourselves, from without the wisdom of Kabbalah, without knowing how to make up this middle line in organizing the society in advance to all these things, and to learn inside the society, like in a laboratory, how to make the right connection between all of us. This is actually, if we try to do this, we can come in a short, pleasant, good way with our head in the head, in the beginning of the movement. Whereas if we don't, then it's only through the blows, just like today, humanity is beginning. You could say that we are, like Bala Sulam writes, in the generation of the Messiah, in which we are starting to discover human society that is seeking its way, doesn't know where to advance. These are clear signs of the generation of the Messiah, and that's how it will get sharper and more extreme. Kiev.
What does
it mean, Sergei is asking, what do the words regarding the... We see that even death does not bring a person to the recognition of evil.
No, bodily death is nothing. In most cases, we grasp it as salvation, that I'm getting rid of my problems. So altogether, life is a calculation, both in life and at the end of life. It's a calculation, as much as it's worthwhile for me to suffer in order to attain pleasure. So we can see people are choosing to disconnect from life in one way or another, either through drugs or something else, and also death itself. It's all a calculation. That's it? Yes, Niv?
We see that in the groups that we teach, there are also processes of connection and disintegration, and then again. What's the difference between those that you called Israel, which are Lirosh, and those that aren't called Israel, that maybe don't have a point in their heart, but they're under our guidance?
Everything we're talking about for the time being, it does not belong to Israel, to Israel. What we're talking about building the middle line between right and left, that can be explained to everyone, from children groups to young couples and not young couples, workplaces, to all the forms of connection between people, the parties and the governments, anything. The right connection can occur only in the middle line. We cannot elude our ego and disconnect from it somewhat. We cannot bring the right line just like that. We need to know how to do it in the connection between us with exercises. But the main thing is to start with, to know that life is arranged according to the middle line. And that's how it is in nature. Look at the atom. The simple first component that composes all of nature. You have the negative and the positive, the plus and minus, and many other neutral parts that balance them. They're called neutrons. There's electrons, protons, and then neutrons. And they balance them. They give them the heaviness, the mass, the stability that is very clear, stability. And then an atom can exist. And it only exists because there are contradicted pieces that with the addition, well, there are many other things that we only know part of, and part we know and part we don't know. There are hundreds of parts other than electrons, neutrons, and protons. But altogether, that's what's happening there. Meaning all of nature is arranged according to the middle line in still vegetative and animal. Otherwise, it could not exist. Still vegetative and animal. And we too, in the degree of still vegetative and animal of us, you know, that's how we're built, according to that middle line. But in the relationships between us, it's not there on purpose, so that we will do the work in that, and that is the work of the Creator. That's the Creator's work. That we just need to invite Him, for Him to do it. But in that we are partners, in that we are in that we reveal this method. And then it works out that by that we're completing nature. We are recognizing by this the essence of the Creator, out of Him creating reality this way, and we, to start with, invite upon us and understand how He did this and invite this work upon us.
So what's the difference then between advancing by the three lines like Israel do and the method that we talked about up till now, which is suited for the broad masses?
Because the broad public cannot invite the reforming light. That's the whole thing. That's only Israel that has an inclination towards that. But to come to a state, seemingly come to a state in which the good state is always the right combination between right and left, that we can teach people and to do such exercises with them and so on, of course.
And then they will be able to draw the reforming light through us?
Through us. We will feel the deficiencies and teach them how. We will discover that as well. We will engage in that in this coming Shabbat a lot. You could say that most of our hours we will devote to that.
We see in nature that there are many details, and they're not equal, suppose, or individuals. Suppose a lion and an antelope, and the lion eats the antelope.
They're not equal. And also, that's not connection. That's a small left and a big left. That's a big left being overcoming a small left. Connection, we're saying, is where there are two contradictive forces, right and left, bestowal and love on one hand, and hatred and repulsion on the other side. And we balance the two together to be in connection, because seemingly one cannot exist on its own to start with without the other. Because from above, that's how they come out from one source.
I want to ask about the balance state where between animals, where a lion eats the antelope.
What is balance there?
Balance in nature.
What is that balance then?
That each keeps his role in the system. I want to ask about human society. What does it mean to connect in a balanced state? What is hatred and love if the individuals are non-equal? Suppose if there is a strong and a weak society, and between them there are relations of exploitation. Is there a kind of balance in this sort of connection where the those that exploit, that's their role, and those that are exploited, and so on?
You're calling it through your false egoistic eye, and therefore I can't give you an answer to that. You can always ask in some bad place on TV, but look, where's the creator when people are being run over in the streets, and this one's killing that one? Whoever doesn't see the system in a true way where everything completes everything on all sorts of levels, then you can't justify on a superficial way that you're seeing the world. Of course not. You're just seeing bad. And where's the positive force here? Where's the creator and everything? Of course, a lion eats the antelope. Of course he eats it. I'll tell you what there's a lion for. Let's say now, because, I don't know, there was a fire. What burned? Several people died from freezing in the world in the winter. Well, you cannot see the whole system, therefore you're always in it on the left. Of course you will find it. But you're not seeing how the right is completing the left, because for that you already need to be in the midline and to see it from a higher degree. And the midline is in a higher degree from both these states.
What are we offering the people in terms of, regarding what you previously wrote? You said that there's the way of education by which a person can teach himself how to reach the corrected state, the correct connection, or there's the path of suffering that will be discovered through the corruptions.
We need to teach the people that also in a corporeal level there is a middle line, and only in such a way we can come to connection. Look, many people talk about this. It's not from today. It's not that all of a sudden we're discovering something new. Right and left in each and every society was something that was long ago. And each time it comes to a greater and greater distancing between the two. Because we develop, and the more extreme the ego is, and also the right and the left are more extreme. It's, you can't say that the left is more positive or negative towards the other. They're both on the left. And to balance between them, we can teach them how to come to the middle line. So that nevertheless, the struggle will not stop. And the middle line will constantly reveal to them possibilities of struggle and completion again. If people will understand that the end of the way and advancement in general can only occur in the middle line, that they will look differently at someone who's against them. It's completely different. If I see that all that's happening, and also all that appears to be as positive or as negative, it's all in order to progress me towards the goal, and then I relate differently to those two things, and equally. and I use them as beneficial, both of them. And I already place myself by that in the middle line. And in this manner, we learn that love covers all crimes.
We have to give a person a picture of a better future, that he's headed towards something better.
Better is the combination of the two. In all the forms of reality there are, there needs to be a completion between the two. A completion is not that one erases the other, or each makes room for the other. Completion can only occur in the middle line. Do you understand? It's not that there is between them a connection. There's no connection between them. The connection between them is the Creator that is revealed, or the connection between them is the Masach. Restriction and Masach. This is how, for ourselves, we can explain this. But to regular people, we need to find different words. But I'm telling you, you will see soon in reality, in this world, in countries, in governments, despair. What are we doing? What will we do? How will we come to some completion, understanding, work together, some mutuality? We're not even talking about friendship or connection, but somehow to be able to stand each other. On one hand, you have Le Pen. On the other hand, you have this Merkel, let's say. That's not the complete extremes yet. But and so on and so forth. And that's how it is everywhere, in each and every family. Why do people not want to connect? They cannot find the connection between them that was there before. Prior to that, there was a connection at the level of still vegetative and animal. Until the degree of beast, everyone found a connection. I get married, I have children, everything is fine. They're also animals. So me and my wife and my children, we're living at the degree of animal. No problem. We reached a little bit of the degree of speaking. Where's the wife? Where's the family? Where's the children? I don't recognize them. I don't recognize what a wife. I can't stand her after a year or two. Even studies are showing, are talking about this, that all of that stopped to happen after a year or two. After that, it's like they run away. They get divorced. Because we have come to the degree of speaking, and in the degree of speaking, we don't have a connection like we had at the degree of animal. Here, we can only connect in the middle line. Do you understand what method you have in your hands? And now it's being revealed as a necessity for this on all levels. You guys need to open a business. It's really so. Meaning our dissemination has no boundaries. We just need to learn really quickly how to do this, and really soon you would be able to go out to the world and on all the levels, and all the degrees, all the problems, you'll be able to give a solution. And the solution is one. One solution.
There are several conditions that have to allow a person to move a bit from his place in order to develop. First of all, you have to show that the system is developing, and a person has to understand that what you have today won't be tomorrow. You have to show some kind of a developmental curve. Another thing is that a person has to understand that the ideology has to change and people aren't really excited about it. You have to also place some kind of threat that if you won't change, things are going to be bad. So,
well.
And we need some kind of a candy in the end called Creator, that this is something that we don't know.
That's nature. That's the internality of nature that's being revealed each time more.
We don't have any tangible experience here.
How could you say that we don't have experience? What is occurring before our eyes? What's happening before us? Each time, nature is being revealed more and more, also inside of us and also around of us. Around us, we are discovering nature in a deeper and deeper manner. Well, what do you mean there isn't? What do you mean there isn't? Meaning we have a system, we're inside the system. This system is probably advancing us. We're living in this. On one hand, we're a result of nature, and on the other hand, such a result from nature that we can reveal our inclinations. Who created us? Nature. Who's advancing us? Nature. Where is it advancing us? We can, according to the calculation that we have from history, from this whole development, from the evolution, to see where we're probably advancing towards. Let's see. Let's study more and more. We can do that. I don't need the creator for this. I need nature. Because to the creator, you're already associating who knows what. Rather, we, otherwise we don't have research, we don't have what to rely upon. So what, just to sit and expect for something? No. How is the wisdom of Kabbalah different than in all the religions and all the methods? By the fact that it gives a person the instruments in his hands, what to do. Not just to cry, pray, and rely on something, to do and make an idol like Abraham and pray to it, and let's hope that things will be good. I'll give him a little bit of cream to this idol, and so it'll do good, something good for me. The most beneficial form of from research that helps a person advance and truly in his head is the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's not... Well, and this is the difference between the upper force that is being described by all kinds of people and what we do. As we have contact with him, we have a connection with him that we can turn to him and receive from him to be in a clear interaction with him. And he wants for us to be in that way. What does it mean he wants? Nature, the mechanism. Slowly, slowly, as we work with him, we start to attain the intellect and feeling within this system. Each time from a more superior degree from us. The problem is that you can't yet depict it without matter, without form, the nature, as if it's disappeared. No, it's not disappeared. It will be revealed specifically in the connection between us in a clear way. We need to discover the Creator like we do a friend. Yes, Asaf. Rav, if you think that it's suitable, maybe you could tell us a little bit about the role of the internet in the advancement of human society to see the correction so we can all hear about this a little bit and we kind of enter into that.
We see two counter forms of development where on the one hand we're distancing from each other, no one wants to depend on others, to be connected to anyone else, and all the automation and the robotics that are coming into the market, we have less and less connection between us. I come to the supermarket, I weigh the things, I pay with my card, I don't need anyone. Different kinds of payments, different things. I come to this box, I put my card in it for whatever I have to pay, and that's it. In the past, I used to stand in line, talk to people, this, that. Today, no more. You order something, you get it. People are becoming disconnected from each other, and they're content with it, on the one hand. On the other hand, we see that there's a new kind of connection that's born. It's still not a connection, but it's a certain field, realm, for a place to meet, which is the internet. And even though that it's overflowing with garbage, 90%, as always, according to our nature, it's all garbage, filth, horror,
but I hope that humanity will know how to clean itself from it. And what's the point in keeping these things and expanding limitlessly the different programs and memory? What for? So, because anyone who says something or twits something, it's immediately registered and kept. It's still only the beginning, but I hope, and not that I'm hoping, but this is how it's going to be, that the connection that people will feel, that they will be interconnected through the internet. And this connection will gradually, you have to grow in this respect. It's a problem. It's not that we're connected with each other like we're used to. Here it's a completely different level of connection. More internal desires have to become revealed. They have to become revealed, and for us to discover that the internet, it reveals a person's internality. It reveals even that which a person does not want, what a person does not want to become revealed. And we'll give up our privacy, secrecy. Because the net will compel us to be interconnected. And it will bring us to the recognition of the special force of connection. That I don't know how to put it, but that this force will be higher than us. It has a mind and heart that exists per se, where the internet, like in a term, like in a group, that's how it will unfold in the internet, the form of this great big ten, in which we will feel that what we're missing is the correct connection, the true correct connection, by which we reach our inner development, an inner breakthrough. It's like a person wants to jump and wants to fly, and he really feels handcuffed, that he's not being let to do it, and the connection through the net will allow a person to do that. It'll become revealed, not like today. There are different researches about collective intelligence and so on, but it'll be something much more internal. But time has to... We need more time. I don't know how much it won't work through different kinds of limitations, like today there's a desire to disconnect from the internet or limit it somehow. It simply demands good education. I really hope that the internet itself, the companies that are controlling it, or we can say that it's like the UN, it's a kind of an international summit, that it will decide that there's need to begin a general kind of education through the internet in a way that the entire world, whether they like it or not, because they're on the net, against their will, they will undergo the education bit by bit until they will want to participate in it in a more conscious manner. And gradually this is how it's going to happen. I think that this will happen soon. The signs like Trump, like all the criticism about the media, about the connection between money and government, and about the right without the left or left without the right, the criticism that humanity points at itself, not knowing how to advance what's good, what's not, it all advances us towards a state where we will demand the general education.
Yes.
Yes, I exactly wanted to continue asking about that. It seems like today that the arms of management and the governance are stopping to work.
They have no reins.
And how, through the internet, which basically connects all of the humanity to one system, how will there be some new control?
The middle line that the government lacks, a local government or a bigger government or different groups in the world, the middle line is lacking everywhere. And also on the net, it has to become revealed. Where, all in all, there are counter forces of different kinds, from the smallest to the global things, and they need to be balanced. And like we said on the previous lessons, this is a method that has to yet develop and show everyone that this is the Savior. I don't think that it's far from us. Not at all. We can already start explaining them in articles, and people will understand that this is what we're headed towards. And the more we advance towards it, especially this year, the more will we be able to enter these systems and explain our method, and it'll become clear. Will it be accepted that something else, but it will become clear to the broad audiences?
One more question. There's an element that the internet today is truly a mess. It's chaotic. There's a matter of natural development that will create order, like cells that in the beginning were in chaos and in war, and then they start to divide in responsibility like a body?
Like in human society, without an internet, you see that gradually by different forces and their balance and wars, somehow we're reaching order, and then you discover disorder, and you arrange it again, there's order, and again you discover disorder. Until today, we're reaching a state where really there has to be some kind of a force that connects the right with the left. And it's not that in between you have some kind of like a center party. It has also its own ego, that it exists per se. The force that connects between the right and left, it has to be on a higher degree, like the creator, the middle line, in between two lines, which is a result of two, and not that it exists per se as a third thing, that you can find such a party in every country, this center party. But it's not a solution, because it's just called that way. But the middle line has to be connected by connection, through understanding. Not simply through connection, or not simply by concessions, but by mutual completion. It's where each understands that he needs the other in order to live off him, or how we build the middle line. We'll talk about it. We'll prepare materials for the Saturday, and I think that it's going to be the same on the internet. Only the question about the internet is, will humanity itself discover this from itself, and will feel that it's a must as a result of the system itself, or it'll come through us to them, and then we will be able to show an example, said the middle line. I think it's going to be from both sides, that it's going to be their deficiency and our demonstration. As it says about the people of Israel versus the nations of the world, that they have to be light to the nations. When can they be light to the nations? When they discover the darkness, then they can be light to them. Same thing here. The internet will discover the darkness that exists, and we're approaching that. We see that the more people use it, the more they discover the discontent.
And on the other hand, we need it. Kiev.
Kiev.
We have already the daily task that's ready. We want to remind everyone we talked about this today, that probably in our tens, we need the ground that we can jump from, jump above. Through that, we will scrutinize how throughout the day we will unite those contradictions and come to the middle line.
Let's at least get used to there being no redundant thing in the Creator's world. He created everything because it's necessary, and connection is the only thing that's missing, and there's nothing bad about anyone, but the only thing is that a person needs balance, both in terms of his inner forces and with respect to his connection with others, whether it's relations between a couple or in small groups or all over the world in general. All in all, the only thing that you need here is a method of how to achieve completion, not concessions, but completion, to understand that each person is positive, good for the other, as he please.
We are the team of inner awakening towards the big convention. We want to say that we're going to help the Unity Day on 28th and 29th of from, we're going to be taking Europe, from Japan, North America, South America, Europe, Russia, everyone is going to be combined into this, as many groups as possible. There will be unity and power there. Of course, we're going to be bringing constant information to the Russian speakers. They have broad knowledge about this, and also other groups. We will say that the women are very active. They're doing conversations and Zoom and inner preparations and women gatherings, and all the platforms are being working to become like one thing. And we really want to ask a question. If we can get a certain exercise so that we will be able to decisively inside make the success of the Congress from now and not wait till the 21st of February, how can we get an exercise with which we will build internally that 10 with which we need to enter into the convention?
So we talked about an exercise today. How do we discover the evil in the group? And it's not something flawed, because as it says, I awaken the dawn, that the elder walks around searching for maybe what did he lose, what is there negative about him, because by that he can achieve corrections and ascend. Our problem is, why do we not discover the darkness, the dawn, the disputes, the problems between us? I mean, not in external forms, but between us. And why? Because we are not ready. We're being protected this way from above. We're not yet ready to overcome them in the right way. Were we to overcome them in the right way, be able to overcome them in the right way, immediately the left would become revealed. So the question of why do we not discover the problems? Because we don't want to get closer. Start getting closer, you'll start seeing problems, and then you will rejoice those problems, and you will know how to correctly come closer upon those problems. You connected upon those problems, you'll discover even greater problems. And this way, a few steps until we reach a higher degree. This is what we need. And for this, we have to understand that there's nothing redundant in the world. All of the discernments and the different kinds of characters and qualities and everything have to become revealed. We accept everything willingly. We bless both for the good and for the bad, and this is how we advance. Meaning, let us start relating to the right and left equally and see the positive and negative things in each and every one and in everyone together as a means to advance.
Okay? So that's the daily exercise. Good luck.
Announcement. Open Friday. All the friends from all of the Israel group and the Channel 66 viewers come participate in a special Kabbalah lesson and a festive meal. Friday, 2:45 in the morning in Nevatim Street, 12, Petah Tikva. For RSVPing, call 1-700-509-209. We will conclude with that. Thank you to our TV viewers and have a great day. All as one, the Kabbalah La'am World Congress. Friends are invited to come to the World Kabbalah La'am Convention, which will take place on the 21st to the 23rd of February in Tel Aviv. For details, 1-700-509-209 or on Kabbalah La'am site. And a song.
שמור מקום מיוחד בנשמה, בהגשמה, כמו מופע בקונצרט, מפסנתר עד קלרינט. לכל אחד תפקיד מיוחד.